Look, everybody got problems, and I'm trying to take care of mine. I done gave up that narcotic.
What's going on, players and playettes? Welcome to another episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show, and I'm your host, Mr. Tariq Elite Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning back in, chopping up good game with me. Today's show is brought to you by PillowTalkToys.net. That's where you can go and get some adult toys for you, your lady. Ladies, you can get it for yourself. Players, you can get a sex toy for yourself. So that's PillowTalkToys.net. Also, today's show is brought to you by LifetimeTravelMembership.com. That's for the international players that like to get their jet set on. Also, today's show is brought to you by CashCowGreen.com. You step your fashion game up with that website, CashCowGreen.com. And also, InternetBasedTravelBusiness.com. That's where you can step up your money game and your hustle game. InternetBasedTravelBusiness.com. And the show is also brought to you by FacebookDateBook.com. My dude, the Royal Flyness from the book MySpace to My Place, his book has just been released, The Facebook Datebook for Men. You can step your game up with the ladies as Flyness shows you the do's and don'ts of tagging, poking, friend requests, and everything else on Facebook. So order ASAP for a discount. FacebookDateBook.com. So we're going to chop up some very good game today. Let's see who's on the phone. A lot of folks are calling. Who's on the phone?
Right, man. It's Lance Cortez from Kansas City.
All right, what's going on in Kansas City, player?
Man, not a goddamn thing, man. A bunch of hood rats and wannabe thugs.
In Kansas City?
Yeah, man, you see this shit on First 48, man, niggas take that shit to the heart.
Oh, yeah, it's one of them. Because how far is Kansas City from St. Louis?
About, you can make it that 3.5 you do.
Okay.
A little speedy.
Okay, well, what's on your mind today, player?
Ain't nothing much, man. I always want to call in and ask you, I know you be getting on niggas' heads about this chicken shit.
Yeah.
And I heard it on one of the other shows, you was talking about the little Chicken If You Got It song. I wanted to get your opinion. Who you think is the biggest trick in the industry right now?
Oh, man, that's the thing is, there's so many of them that's tricks, man, because these dudes have made tricking normal, so these guys are, like, trying to out-trick each other. They've Lil Wayne was the one who kind of coined the phrase, it ain't tricking if you got it, and that's all the tricks needed to hear, because when he said that, everybody said, oh, cool, that just gave them justification for tricking. So it's like, who ain't a trick in the industry right now? So, but anyway, man, thanks for the call, player. Hey, man, who's on the phone?
My name's Chase. What's good?
What's going on, Chase? What city you in, player?
I'm in Orlando.
Orlando, Florida, man. What's happening down in Orlando right now?
I'm just chilling in the land. The eyes, I just got out of class.
You going to school down there?
Yeah, I go to Full Sail.
Okay. All right, what's your major in, player?
Entertainment business.
That's what's up, man. I like to see brothers getting their education on. That's cool. So how are the ladies treating you down there, man?
They stunting out here. They've been stunting.
What kind of problems you been having?
They be like, they just, the chicks out here, they just be acting, they like the glitz and the glam.
Yeah.
Like, see, that's the one problem. I'm a college student, so my pockets is kind of tight.
I understand that.
No, but, like, see, the thing is, the chicks, they just be trying to push me off to the side, but I know once I can get past that, once I start talking to them, it's a wrap, because I'm killer with the words. It's just that whole introduction.
Right. Well, sometimes, man, sometimes you might have to take your game off campus, or you just keep campaigning on the campus and find some females that's down. See, at, and how do you, see, right? 19, 20, how do you?
That's the thing. We don't have no chicks on campus at Full Sail. We got to go, like, we got to go to the mall and, like, downtown to look for the chicks, because Full Sail got, like, 95% dudes.
Oh, damn. So it's like the... Y'all got the Million Moist March down there in that motherfucker.
Yeah, man.
How you end up going? Boys. Yeah, how come you end up? How do you end up going to a school full of dudes?
I didn't even know. It's just because I just came straight out of high school and I knew exactly what I was trying to do. So I wasn't trying to waste 4 years trying to like think about what I wanted. I was just like, I'm gonna go get a degree in what I want, so I can just start doing it off the jump.
I feel that, but 95% dudes. Damn, that's a lot.
I didn't even know. There's like there's chicks here and there, but like. Either they look like trash or they just be fronting.
Right. Well, sometimes, man, you just got to, you know, don't lower your standards because, you know, sometimes.
Exactly.
Sometimes it
does. See, my thing is, it's because I'm biracial, but I like the pink toes.
All right. Well, there's a lot of pink toes down there in Orlando.
Funny. Exactly. That's what I'm just, because I've been reading your book since I was in, like, high school, since, like, I read, The Art of Mac in the first joint when I was like 13.
Yeah.
So I've been up on game for years now because I just turned 19 like a month ago. So.
Okay, that's what's up, man. All right, man. But you know you're gonna be all right, man. Just keep campaigning around Orlando and you'll be straight, man. Thanks for the call, player. Wow, there's a lot of folks calling in, but damn, that dude has 95% dudes at that school. There's a lot of hard legs in that motherfucker. Niggas get up in the daytime and sing the school song. Niggas be like,
what it is that you've done to me. But it's caused me to act in such a crazy way.
Niggas get up and sing a moist song for school song. What's going on, man? Who's on the phone?
What's up, yo? This is the Dark Rider.
What's up, Black Dark Rider? What's going on with your pimp juice?
Hey, man, I'm chilling, man. Doing my thing, man, out here in the South Bay, you dig?
Where you at? Long Beach, San Pedro, Torrance?
Yeah, up in Torrance.
Oh, okay. All right. What's on your mind today, player?
Yeah, man, I just wanted to know if you thought it was, like, a different strategy that you had to use, like, you was, like, trying to mack up on a chicken industry. I say that because I'm, like, sort of talking to a girl right now.
Okay.
You know, like, that's an actress or whatever. And I know she like digging me, but at the same time, it's like, you know, you sort of have those little. I'm a little bit hesitant, somewhat, because of you know just different things. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so
lifestyle stuff like that. So I just want to know, what do you think your take was on that?
All right, so a female in the industry is digging you, and you want to know how to spit at her.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, on one instance, she, like, showing me love, you know what I mean? Because we can, like, take acting classes and stuff like that together. But on the other end, it's like, yo, I don't know if I should go full throttle with it because part of it's like, yo, man, I ain't got the money, you know, like some of the cats that she hollering at. But at the same time, it's like, yo, she's showing me signals like she's sort of digging me, you feel me?
I know. So is Whoopi Goldberg trying to give you some cooperation, bro? Who's this chick? let's go and get it out, dude.
Nah, we'll put it out like
that. Is Queen Latifah trying to choose on you, player? No. How old is this chick? Now, I want to know who it is. You ain't got to say who it is. I'm trying to get some clues.
I bet email you and let you know.
All right, email me. Now I want to know. But just step to her just like a regular dude. Don't step to her like, you know, she's a, you know, I don't know how big of a celebrity she is. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know.
She probably B-list, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, good. She's D-list. That don't mean shit. D-list in L.A. don't mean nothing. A bitch work at King Cole's and get more props than a bitch who's a D-list actress in Hollywood.
No,
B-list. Oh, B-list? B-list. Nah, I really want to know who this nigga is.
I'm going to hit you up there. I'm
going to
let you know what's up.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, cool. Let me see who it is, and then I can answer that privately. All right, player?
All right, bro.
All right, peace. This nigga. What's up, man? Who's calling?
Yo, this is Big Sal, a.k.a. Prospect Slim, calling from the A, baby.
What's up, Prospect Slizzle? What's going on with your pimp juice?
Ah, man, this is disgusting out here in Atlanta, Flex. Yo, I was just listening to Hot 97, and they was playing that song, I'm Addicted to Boys, on here, man. I couldn't believe it.
A word? See, the listeners on this show, I play it on the Ustream video. A lot of listeners don't know what Addicted to Boys is. I've been very reluctant to play it. Because it's beyond Moist. It's not even Moist. It's a gay rap song. And I play it on the Ustream when I'm clowning niggas. But hold on. I might play it. It's, I don't know. It's so gay. And the lyrics are so disturbing. Were they making a joke when they were playing the video, the song on the radio?
Nah, they was dead serious. And the thing is, once you see the video is far worse than when you hear it. Because, I mean, you got all these homo thugs. And they rubbing up on each other. I mean, the video.
Oh yeah, the video is real disturbing. The video is real disturbing on YouTube. But I'm gonna play it for the listeners. Hey, I'm gonna play it just because the caller mentioned it, just so y'all know what we're talking about. But I've had this song. This nigga, Infamous Trag, he sent me the song like a month ago, and I just never played it on here because it's over the top. But I'll play it for y'all. Here it is. Thanks for the call, player.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, this is the song. And again, this goes beyond Moist and some of the shit that this dude is saying. And I don't even know what the rapper's name is, but here it is.
I'm addicted to boys. 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 Boys, I'm addicted to boys. It takes more than swagger. You gotta have a nice physique, a dick fatter. Than the average jigger. Notice that I try hard not to say nigga. But I'm addicted to boys. Broke the sexy and the underemployed. And that's just my vice. Dudes get through and I pay the price. I'm addicted to boys.
Okay, that's it. That's enough. And some of the shit he's rapping about is so disturbing, I can't play it. But that's what the song is, and that's what the listener was talking about. What's up? Who's on the phone?
Hey, this is Mo.
What's up, Mo? What city are you calling from, young lady?
DMV.
Where's that?
The DMV. DC, Maryland, Virginia.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what that shit was. I'm like, you work at the DMV?
I'm sorry.
Shit. I'm like, damn. So what's going on out there in your area, young lady?
Oh, nothing. I just had a quick question.
Go ahead.
How many chances should you give somebody to fuck up, basically?
It depends on the level of the fuck up. What they do?
I was with somebody, and they were a little younger than me, and they kept breaking it off. I think they had like commitment issues or whatever, but they still try to come back. But I'm kind of like, that's kind of a pattern, you know what I mean?
So how long have you been off and on with the dude? Oh, the girl, is it a dude? Because I get a lot of female studs who listen, so you might...
Oh, no. Yeah, okay. It was a dude.
Okay, because you might be...
I got mom.
Yeah, you might be getting your Ella Fitzgerald on. Eating pussy and scatting. So, now how long were you dating the guy?
Just about 6 months.
Oh, that's it?
I mean, it was getting pretty serious. Yeah, but it was getting pretty serious.
It was getting serious in 6 months?
And it was getting pretty serious, and he kind of ran when things got a little too serious. You know, he wanted to introduce me to moms and everything, and then he just kind of, like, dipped. So.
Okay, he dipped after 6 months, or did he dip before 6 months?
A little bit before. He was kind of showing signs of hesitation, and, he was walking that fine line of, do I want to be committed to this girl, or do I want to still run wild?
So how many times, because you were saying, how many chances should you give him if he's fucking up? How many times did he fuck up?
Well, the first time he was, he kind of just like off break out of nowhere, just kind of was, just broke up with me, but for no real reason. Then he came back, but now I'm just kind of like, now he's trying to call again, and I'm just like, I don't know.
Okay. This sounds like you're his jump off. You know, a lot of women hate to hear that. You know, you don't want to feel like you somebody's jump off. Women always put extras on it. This guy I'm dating, you're not. That's your. You know, it's just a nigga who's kind of fucking you. He has a lady. You understand that? That's what it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you kind of knew that, didn't you?
Yeah, And plus, he's in the military, so, I mean, that's not good.
Yeah, does he have a... Wait, is he married?
No. He's young. He's younger. He's, like, 22.
Okay, and how old are you?
25.
Okay, well, that's mistake number one, too. You know, you're a 25-year-old female. What you doing with a dude that's younger than you?
Well, yeah. That was my mistake. I never usually date younger, but I guess I thought he was a little more mature, but obviously
yeah, because
not,
women are 7 years more mature than men, naturally.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you're
right.
Not even being upgraded in the game. Now I got to focus on what's going on with you. How come you're not being upgraded? What you look like?
I'm cute. 5'2".
Uh-huh.
Brown skin. I mean, I got, like, shoulder length hair. I'm cute. I mean, I have no problem dating guys, but a lot of guys around, like, my age have kids. I don't have any kids. I'm about to graduate.
Okay, you sound... What are you mixed with? Are you black, Latina, Puerto Rican, Dominican?
I'm black. A lot of people, for some reason, think that I'm mixed with West Indian, but I'm black.
And how much do you weigh? That's the magic question.
I'm about 140.
Okay.
I'm good. I work out and everything.
Oh, okay. Because 140 can go either one way or another. That can, you know.
I know.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you have to really figure out why you're not being upgraded in the game and why you're retrogressing with, like, a younger dude. Because he's 22. Ain't no 22-year-old dude going to be on no serious tip at all. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, when you're 22, a 22-year-old dude, you're going to try to get a bunch of notches on your belt. You dig?
Right.
And you're 25.
I usually date older, but the older guys that I date are, like, so quick to, like, you know, talking about marriage and all that stuff, and I'm not ready for that.
Right. You're kind of in between. You're 25. Right. See, you're right in the middle. See, because when you hit 30, then you're going to be calling up them old-ass dudes like crazy. You're going to be speed dialing the shit out of the nursing homes. You dig what I'm saying? Because you're going to need to settle down. You're going to be in a rush to settle down. But what you want to do, you want to get all your youthful energy out, basically. And there's nothing wrong with that, but just acknowledge it for what it is. You know, don't try to make a 22-year-old dude a serious candidate for a real relationship. Just if you want to have your fun, okay?
Right, okay.
All right, thank you, dear. What's up? Who's on the phone? The phone lines are lighting up. Who we got on the phone?
What's up, Flex? It's Young Doc.
What's up, Young Doc? What's on your mind, player?
Well, I saw that you were on air right now. I don't know exactly what the topic is, but I did have on my mind the politics of sex. I wanted to ask you a question, because you touched on this like a lot of different times, but I want to know exactly what is it about the fact that a chick bangs your homie,
yeah.
What is it about that fact that will destroy a potential relationship with a chick? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not down with that, I don't do that, but I want to know what is it about the politics of sex that makes that impossible?
Well, for me, I don't want to kiss a chick whose mouth smells like my homie's dick. You dig what I'm saying? It's just that simple for me. You dig? It's like your niggas running through your chick. It makes you look whack. You dig?
Right. I agree with that completely. But what I want to know is, like, what is the difference between that and, like, any chick's been around? I mean, almost all these chicks have been around. You know what I'm saying? 2009.
Yeah.
So what is it that kind of destroys the social makeup of the group? You know what I mean?
Because the thing is, first of all, women having multiple partners, period, at any one time is not the business if you're trying to have a serious relationship with her. Even if it's not the homie, if she's having if she's fucking me and fucking another nigga in Cleveland,
right,
it's not the business. You dig? Because if this bitch gets knocked up and she comes home with a baby that looks like Wesley Snipes, something's a problem. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so you don't know who the kid is, and that's just a problem. You don't want to be just wifing up the chick that's getting banged out by different niggas, let alone the homie. You dig? So, in your situation, you sound like you're going through a situation like this. What's going on with you and your friends?
Well, I mean...
And be honest, man. Be honest. Are you trying to wife up?
You know, like, I'll get with a chick and
right,
you know, find out, you know, she might have banged some dude that I might be somewhat associated with. And it's not that... not that I'll be interested in necessarily wiping her up or anything, but it automatically negates any future with her. And I wanted, you know, and I've always felt that natural instinct to not pursue, you know, anything deep with a chick like that. But I was just kind of wondering what is it in the mind of the female that kind of makes it makes her feel like it's okay to do that? What is it in the mind of a simp or like a lame that makes him feel like it's okay to do that? You know what I mean? And what is it in the mind of a Mac that lets him know that it's not cool?
Well, in the mind of a female, to make her want to, you know, lay up with the homie and lay up with multiple dudes, I think Alexis K. Tyler said it best.
Dumb, backwards, wayward ass, double clutching, double dick sucking slut.
That's it, a double dick sucking slut. Some girls like being sluts. It's that simple. And some dudes who are simps, they just are just glad that a female is giving them play anyway. They don't care who it is, how many niggas she done fucked. There's some niggas that will take anything rather than have nothing. And a true player would just, you know, charge that to the game and not even go there. You dig? But anyway, man, but thanks for the call, player. My God. That kind of goes without saying that you don't mess with you don't wife up a chick that the homies done bang. Right? I thought that shit went without saying. Let me put on some Mackin music real quick so I can spit some of this hot fire. The phone lines are lighting up and I want to get into a groove. I want to get into a groove of Mackin and spitting, but I don't want to be disturbed. I'll turn the phone lines off in a minute. I'll take a couple of more calls. What's going on, man? Who's calling?
It's Youngster. What's good, man?
What's going on, Youngster? Where you calling from, player?
From the Bay Area, man.
What's going on in the Bay?
Shit, chilling. Just beautiful day out here and everything. Just had to hit you up one time.
Absolutely, man. What's on your mind, player?
All right, man. What's on my mind is I just want to know from a player's perspective, why is it if you have a female, she get the, you know what I'm saying, jawjacking, talking a bunch of shit like, nigga, I don't want to fuck with you no more or whatnot. And you like, cool. You don't argue with her. Start doing your own thing. And I already know the answer to this question, but I just want to ask you just so I can get a solid ass answer. Is that once you start doing your own thing, talking about three or four females, now she want to come back and get the crime and can work things out and just want to do the most. So could you please give me a solid answer why this type of shit happens when, you know what I'm saying, you don't want to argue and just say, all right, well, cool, I'll just do my own
thing. Yeah, yeah. The thing is, see, when a dude has options, it gives you a look of power. You become more powerful when you have options. You become more powerful when you are in demand. When you just laying up with a broad, you know, familiarity breeds contempt in a lot of cases. They start talking slick, and sometimes you just get tired of checking them. Which is something you should never do. You should always muster up the strength to check a bitch. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But a lot of times, a lot of guys just get very lapsed in checking females, and then it just goes downhill, and then when you step and then you build that swagger back up, they want to get back on the team. So the yeah. key to that is always keep your swagger up no matter what. You feel me?
Yeah, I understand, man.
There you
like
go,
I
man.
Say, I just want to tell you from the heart, you know what I'm saying, I listen to you all the time, I be on the Ustream, so you know what I'm saying, a lot of times when I be at the lowest of my confidence, just, you know what I'm saying, getting that pimp word, that player word brings it back up.
That's,
you know what I'm saying, 100.
That's so all you need sometimes, man. That's all you need. Thanks a lot, player. What's going on? Who's calling?
Hey, Johnson from Naples, man. What's going on, King Flex?
What's going on, John? You're in Naples, Florida?
Yeah, man.
Where the hell is Naples, Florida? I heard about it. I ain't never been there. Where is that?
It's about 2 hours west of Miami.
Oh, okay.
On the other side, we're directly, across the alley.
Okay, so what's on your mind today, player?
Nothing. Is there a topic tonight, man?
No, we're just chopping up game, man. It's all about your players out there.
All right, I just want to know, man. Doug, is it me, or I've been seeing a lot of shags and mohawks and like old ass hairstyles?
it's a lot of zesty hairstyles out here in the game right now, man. I feel you on that. And that's because, man, a lot of people are experimental right now. A lot of dudes on some metrosexual vibe right now, and niggas got baby hair and braids and shit and. You know, we're going to take it back to the Mackin, man. But, you know, just keep your shit real Mackish. Keep your shit real player. Niggas ain't got to do the mohawks and the shags and the finger waves and all that shit. Just keep it Mackish. All right, thanks for the call, player. Let me get this other call. What's up, man? Who's calling?
Hey, how you doing, Tariq? It's Tony.
What's up, Tony? Where you calling from?
Baltimore,
Maryland. What's going on with you, player?
I got two quick questions for you, and I'm not going to hold you.
Go ahead.
Because I know your time is when you're doing your show. If you were to meet... I know you recommended your book, A Girl is a Stripper. How serious do you take that particular chick. I didn't meet her in the strip club.
Okay, so you met a strip. You met outside.
You said in your book, you know, you meet them outside of the strip club.
Exactly. Now, where'd you meet her?
On the street.
Okay, all right, and she just happened to be a stripper.
Basically.
Okay, so when you...
I just met her, actually.
Oh, when?
It was not too long ago, but...
What's not too long ago? When'd you meet her?
Oh, probably the last week.
Okay, all right, so have you talked to her on the phone since?
No, well, that's what else I was going to ask you. How long do you, I guess, like, after you get a female... Actually, Sunday night. After you get a female's number, should you wait? I don't like you. Of course, you don't want to come off desperate. You know what I mean?
Right. See, my thing is, I always said this, man. See, a female, and this is not in every case, but in a lot of cases, a woman can give you her number, and she can be 20% interested in you. That's why a lot of times, guys, you get a number, and then you call the girl back, and she's acting funny style. And she won't answer her phone, or she brushes you off. And you're like, damn, why don't you give me the number? So women just do that just to have niggas call. Not because they're interested, but they just like the attention of having their phone ring. It makes them look important. But right. If you give a woman your number and she calls you, that means she's 100% interested. You dig? And the odds are more in your favor. So that's why I always tell dudes to give the woman your number and instruct her to call you. But in some cases, you can still call the female and work that 20% interest. Since you met her last week, you should call her tonight, actually, and just get a vibe of her and feel her out. And don't seem like you're sweating her. Just make it seem like you're a busy dude. You got a little time off today. You just wanted to give her a holler to give a shout out to her. And just feel her out real quick. Just talk to her for about 5 minutes. Don't act like no trick. You dig?
Oh, of course not.
Now, how did you know? Did she tell you she was a stripper?
Oh, yeah. Because I was just, you know, talking to her, you know, what do you do, stuff like that. She was just honest with me, whatever, you know what I mean?
Okay. Because that can go two ways. See, a lot of times when a female admits when you first meet her that she's a stripper, she's trying to put you in a trick bag. A lot of females are kind of play that low when they meet a dude on some other shit. So you get really
that, man.
Exactly. So, you know, don't put your cape on no matter what. You dig? I don't want to.
That's why I was asking you, how seriously would you take a stripper?
No, some strippers are cool. You know what I'm saying? I don't shit on strippers. I respect the hustle. I respect the game. But you got to be on some pimping shit with them, though. You can't be on no simp trick. You can't be on this. I don't want to go to Maryland and see you flying around with the cape on. I don't want to hear this music.
Never that.
All right, man. That's what I'm saying. Just don't be Captain Save-A-Ho. But just spit at her on some real.
I appreciate the game.
All right, man. Thanks a lot, player. Yes, indeed. I've been getting a lot of cats talking about they're getting with strippers. A lot of dudes are running up on strippers, especially in the strip joints. A lot of niggas in the strip clubs, niggas who go to strip clubs, they'll email me or they'll call me and they'll be like, yeah, man, I met this stripper. She act like she liked me. Nigga, that's their job. That's the job, to act like they like your dumb ass, sitting up there tricking off all your money. But I digress. Right, let me put on some Mackin music. But anyway, we're going to get into some game right now. Today's theme, let me put my Mackin music on. Today's topic is talking about being authentic. There it is. And I'm going to turn the phone lines off for a minute. I'm not going to answer the phone, because I've taken up damn near all the show answering the calls. But today's show, I'm talking about being authentic. The importance of being authentic, true to the game, true to yourself. See, the word authentic comes from the Greek word authentikos. Authentikos means master. And that's what it is when you're being true to the game, when you're being authentic. You're being a master, a boss, the top-notch dude. So I always want you guys to be authentic with whatever you do, because authenticity goes a long way. If you're authentic, no matter what you do, you're going to get that level of respect. See, the thing is, man, a lot of men, they feel like they have to be something other than what they are when they meet women. A lot of guys have to conform, try to take on a different personality, try to take on a different vibe. A college dude might try to act like a thug. A thug might try to act like a prep. And vice versa. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of cats try to conform and become something they're not. People pander. And that's the thing. A lot of dudes out here pandering to girls. You find a girl and you find her swagger. And you find out what her vibe is. And then you try to pander to that. Now, you tailor your game, but you don't pander. There's a real big difference between tailoring your game and pandering to a female. Like, tailoring your game, you meet a female who's from, if you're from the West Coast and you meet a girl who's from down south, instead of going down south and putting some braids in your hair and some gold teeth, trying to act like a dude from down south, you might get a couple of hood rats temporarily, but you ain't gonna really get no good cooperation, no real qualified cooperation. See, that's pandering. Tailoring your game to a girl down south is really to identifying with some things that she's familiar with. You can tell her, well, look, I live down south. I went here. I went there. I know this person. I know this family. I know this location. You can find some kind of camaraderie with the female without pandering to her. You feel what I'm saying? There's a big difference between tailoring your game and pandering. When you tailor your game, you can still be authentic. But when you pander to people, try to just do what you think they like, even though you might not be with that, that's pandering and that's not being authentic. And remember, authenticity goes a long way. Non-authenticity is very temporary. Because when you're not authentic, you become a bootleg dude. You become a bootleg ass dude. And females, if you're not authentic, you become a bootleg bitch. I mean, this can go both ways. When you're authentic, you're going to always get that respect. And respect is the foundation of the game. People will always respect it, no matter what the circumstances are. Y'all remember back in the day, all my 80s babies? The breakdancing movies of the 80s, like Beat Street, the movie Breakin', the movie Crush Groove. Those movies to us back then were the shit. If you lived in the 80s, you're growing up in the 80s, we've all seen Crush Groove and Beat Street. I've seen that shit about 40, 50 times. My favorite was Breakin'. I love Breakin'. The Jerry Curls, all that shit. Breakin' was my movie. A lot of cats like Beat Street a lot. Now, looking back at these movies now, because I rent them and I look at them, the movies were god-awful. Breakin' was an awful movie. The storyline was whack. The acting was not that good. Beat Street 2. A lot of people say Beat Street was better than Breakin'. It was just as bad. As from a cinematic standpoint, the acting was bad. The storyline was garbage. Crush Groove was kind of whack. The storyline was garbage. The acting was bad. But I still love these movies, and people still love the movies. Why did they love these movies so much? See, we love those movies because the people in them were authentic. Breakin', even though it was a garbage-ass script, garbage movie, they had real authentic dancers. They had Shabadoo, who was certified, very well respected in the street. They had Boogaloo Shrimp. I'm sorry, Boogaloo Shrimp Turbo. Very well respected breakdancer. You had Poppin' Pete, who's him and his brother. They created the concept of popping. So you had real authentic dudes in there. So that's why we fuck with that movie. And Beat Street, the same thing. Beat Street was garbage, but you had the New York City Breakers. Authentic, some of the best dancers and rappers ever in those movies. So even though it was garbage, we respected the authenticity of it. Now, there was another movie that came out around that same time called Rappin'. It's a movie starring Mario Van Peebles, and that movie tanked. All the authentic, all the hip-hop heads, we didn't go see that bullshit. Nobody went to see the movie Rappin', because Rappin' was not authentic. You didn't even have real rappers. They didn't really have real breakdancers in there. They had Mario Van Peebles. He wasn't a real rapper. So people shunned that movie, and as they rightfully should. because that movie was trying to pander to the breakdance hip-hop audience, and nobody bought it. Because remember, that was going into the golden era of hip-hop. It was, authenticity was a major thing in hip-hop. Authenticity was at the utmost importance. You had to be authentic. That's why a lot of rappers from around 1986 to 1991, which is what people say is the golden era of hip-hop, those rappers still have a lot of longevity. A lot of those rappers can still go on tour around the world right now because they have that respect. They are authentic. They're authentic. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm having a goddamn Tourette's moment here. And the thing is, this same dynamic can be applied when you're trying to spit at females. See, if you're a fake bootleg-ass nigga, you're trying to spit at broads, you can front and take up some kind of goofy persona, and you'll attract the dumbed-down audience, just like some of the rappers today. Some of the goofy rappers, the stanky leg rappers, and do the Holly Berry rappers. I mean, you can attract 13 and 14-year-olds. They eat that shit up. But it doesn't last. I mean, that's why a lot of these cats are one-hit wonders. Walk It Out. You know, I mean, those are cool records for a certain crowd, but it's not really authentic, and it doesn't have longevity. And just like you with your game, if you spitting some dumbed-down bootleg shit, you'll get a hood rat who don't know no better. Just like selling authentic purses. If you sell an authentic Louis bag, top-notch females can spot that and fuck with it. But you can sell a bootleg bag to a hood rat. They don't know no better. They're dumbed down in the game. You can get dingy bras all day spitting whack game, non-authentic game, weak game, tricking game. See, tricking is some non-authentic game. One of the callers was talking about that earlier. That's what tricking is. Tricking is non-authentic game. Because the money is doing the cooperation for you. The money is alluring the women for you. It's not you. It's a facade. It's not authentic. That's why you got to keep tricking. But always stay authentic with your game. That's the thing. Always be a master of yourself. Master being the best of yourself, being true to the game, no matter what. That's the moral of the story. Because I'm big on authenticity, man. Because my thing is, that's why I gotta spit hot fire. All my pay-per-view specials have to be hot. They have to be authentic. I have to put work into them. I have to put research into them to make them hot, because that's your brand. See, your game, your authenticity, that's your brand. People want to know that you're going to be thorough every time they fuck with you, because that gives you respect. When you're authentic, when women step to you, they know that you're going to be true to the game, so they're going to step their game up when they step to you. But don't pander, fellas. Don't pander to these females. That's a big mistake that a lot of dudes make. You don't have to pander to anybody. Just, even if you're going to be by yourself, just be authentic by yourself. It's better to be authentic by yourself than to pander and have a bunch of motherfuckers around you. Because then you're going to be under the fear of being found out. You're not going to be at your strongest level of confidence. Because confidence, again, I've always said this, is about trusting yourself. And if you can't really trust yourself, if you know you're fake than a motherfucker, if you know that you're not authentic, sooner or later, you're going to be thinking, well, damn, everybody else is going to find out I'm not authentic. So authenticity is a major thing in the game. I got my cologne line that I've been talking about. I have my cologne line coming out in a few months. And it's the authentic thing. I'm getting it made over in France. It's an original scent. I'm getting the real authentic deal. Because there was a lot of people that I talked to who could have just threw something together. But I didn't want that. I wanted some real authentic shit that's going to stand out and just be true to the game. Because just those are just the standards that I have for myself and my audience, too. I'm not going to give my audience no bullshit. But I want you guys to have the same mentality, no matter what. I know there's some duck mouth hood rat broads out here. Whatever you do, don't conform. Don't pander to them. Stay authentic. I don't give a damn how fake they are. You stay authentic to the game. You be real within yourself. Because those hood rats are going to fall off anyway. You're going to be still standing tall. And that's what it is to be a boss, a master, and a Mac. Alright, fellas, I'm about to get up out of here, man. But don't forget to check out the pay-per-view special, Interracial Macking Week Part 2. You can get that at maclessons.com. You can still get that. And also, I have a new pay-per-view special coming out October. Let me look at the calendar. The new pay-per-view special should be out October 8th. By October 8th. The new one is about the, it's called Secret Societies. Because I did the Illuminati pay-per-view special that you can still get at maclessons.com. And a lot of people love the Illuminati special. And a lot of people have been saying, come on, man, we need a part two. You need to do another one. We need an Illuminati part two. So this one is going to build on the first one. It's going to be much deeper. It's going to be a four-part series on it. It's real deep game. It's called Secret Societies. You guys are going to love it. October 8th. Stay tuned for that. And we still got people calling. Let me take one more call. Who's on the phone? Hello?
Hey, Tariq.
Yes, who is this?
Sibian.
What's your name?
Sibian.
Sibian? What's your name?
Sibian.
I don't know what the fuck you... Okay, what's going on, young lady?
I'm calling from Tampa.
Okay, what's happening down in Tampa?
Tampa is just full of lanes and simps. You need to fix it over here, man.
Now, see, if the women are saying that you niggas are lames and simps down there, that's sad. What are they doing down there?
There's a lot of cupcaking going on over here, man.
They cupcaking hard? You don't like them? You don't like them cupcaking?
No.
Well, what kind of dudes
I'm
you
a
like?
Student, so you know, I'm on my independent and stuff, and they feel like you have to cater to them.
Oh, okay. You sound very young. How old are you?
I'm 19.
Oh, okay. Okay. And have you been in a relationship down there yet?
No. I moved here from New York 2 years ago and couldn't find nobody.
Oh, it's like that? Now, what you look like? Shit. What do you look like?
I can send you a few on Twitter.
Okay. Yeah, do that. Hit me up on Twitter. And I'll be on. I think I'm going to do a Ustream show later on tonight, y'all. So you guys can check me out on Ustream. And we'll chop up game and all that. We do like an after show on Ustream, and that's when everybody can come on in. But yeah, hit me up on Twitter, all right?
Okay, my name is Sabii. That's what Sabii.
Okay, cool. I'll talk to you later. All right, players, that's it, y'all. Y'all have a nice one. Let me take y'all out with some Mackin' music. All right, but don't forget the pay-per-view special, Interracial Mackin' Week, is available now, and Secret Society is coming October 8th. Holla.